This morning, we went over the regular responsibilities for your role as a T-Mobile customer service representative. Now we're going to talk about how to handle customer complaints. First, keep in mind that by the time a customer is transferred to a human representative, they might have spent a lot of time yelling, "Speak to a representative!" or "Die, die, you infernal robot!" into their phones. Getting used to voice technology is difficult for some, and by the time they get to you, they're frustrated. So be sure to greet them with a smile as you work to quickly and competently address their issues. Welcome to the ISC Certified Cloud Security Professional Training Bootcamp. In this course, you will identify and evaluate security risks for an organization's cloud environments, understand the fundamentals of the cloud computing architecture framework, select and implement appropriate controls to ensure secure cloud services. Sarah has three tadpoles. When these tadpoles grow up, will they be reptiles or amphibians? That's right. Tadpoles are baby frogs, and frogs are amphibians. Samantha, did I hear correctly that Lance resigned over email?
Yeah. He emailed us saying that if we didn't give him a raise, the email would serve as his resignation notice. What do we need to do?
Reach out to Lance to inform him of our decision not to provide him with a raise. In this communication, you can note that you're accepting his resignation per his email and ask him when his last day will be. An inverse square law is any scientific law stating that a specified physical quantity is inversely proportional to the square of the distance from the source of that physical quantity. Here, the total number of flux lines depends on the strength of the light source and is constant with increasing distance, where a greater density of flux lines means a stronger energy field.